Today I'm talking about a topic that at some point has touched us all. The jittery sensation of nerves before a big meeting, speech, or any pivotal moment in our leadership journey. It's like your body's alarm system going off, signaling something important is about to happen. But here's the thing. While it's natural to feel nervous, it's crucial not to let those nerves cloud your judgment or dampen your ability to read the room and respond appropriately. Let's explore how to keep those butterflies in check and transform them into fuel for your leadership fire. Find the full transcript for this episode and other resources for women leaders at womenleadersunlimited.com/17. You're listening to Women Leaders Unlimited podcast with host Juanita Badenhorst, helping women HR executives in male-dominated fields overcome imposter syndrome, gain recognition, and claim their space as a true business partner. Enjoy this episode. First things first, let's get familiar with the telltale signs of nerves. Physically, you might notice your heart racing, palm sweating, or a slight tremble in your voice. Mentally and emotionally, there could be a storm of doubts, or the infamous imposter syndrome creeping in. Recognizing these signals early on is the first step in mastering them. Understanding why we get nervous is like unraveling a part of ourselves that's begging for attention. Often it's a mix of past experiences, fear of the unknown, and quite frankly, a dose of overestimating the stakes. Identifying your triggers can be a game changer, allowing you to address the root cause and prepare more effectively. Now on to one of the most powerful tools in your arsenal, breathing. Deep controlled breathing not only calms the body, but also signals the brain that everything is okay. Techniques like the 4-7-8 method, where you inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 7, and exhale for 8, can be incredibly soothing. Practice makes perfect, so incorporate this into your daily routine for the best results. Visualization techniques can also be very helpful. Picture this. You're delivering your message confidently. The audience is engaged and you feel powerful. This isn't just daydreaming. It's a technique called positive visualization, and it's backed by science. By mentally rehearsing successful outcomes, you're training your brain to follow suit when the moment comes. You've heard it before. Preparation is everything. Knowing your material inside and out, understanding your audience, and having clear objectives can significantly reduce nervousness. It's like having a roadmap in an unfamiliar city. Suddenly, the journey feels a lot less daunting. The power of perspective. Sometimes all it takes is a shift in perspective. Remind yourself that it's okay not to be perfect and that every experience, good or bad, is a chance to learn and grow. This mindset can transform how you view nervousness, seeing it as a companion on your leadership journey rather than an obstacle. Practical tips for the moment. When the moment arrives and you feel the nerves creeping in, remember these quick tips. Adopt a power pose to boost confidence. Focus on your purpose rather than on yourself and engage directly with your audience. These actions can help ground you and redirect your nervous energy positively. Long-term strategies for managing nervousness. Lastly, viewing managing nervousness as a long-term commitment, seek feedback, learn from each experience, and gradually build a repertoire of strategies that work for you. Remember, confidence comes with practice, and every step forward is a victory. Combining these strategies offers a comprehensive approach to mastering your nerves. It's about preparation, mindset, and practical techniques that together empower you to lead with confidence regardless of the butterflies. Ladies, embracing your leadership journey means embracing all aspects of it, including the nerves. With the strategies we've discussed today, you'll be well equipped to turn those nerves into a source of strength. Remember, every leader has faced this challenge, and overcoming it is not just possible, it's a rite of passage. So, breathe deeply, prepare thoroughly, and step forward with confidence. You've got this, and the world is ready to hear your voice. I hope you found this episode insightful and valuable. Please share it with your fellow women leaders who might benefit from these strategies. Remember, you are powerful and unstoppable, and it's time for you to show it. Choose to be the best version of yourself today. It's all up to you. Thanks for tuning into Women Leaders Unlimited podcast. Please leave a review about this show and share this podcast with other women HR leaders.